This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm joined again this morning by Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning.
Good morning. Math professor at the University of Arkansas. It is Labor Day weekend.
Sure is.
You have given us, or you did give us, about a week ago, something to labor over.
Yep.
A puzzle.
Oh, not too hard.
And if I recall correctly, this puzzle involved an exactly foot-long bar.
Titanium bar, right. You want to be able to measure any number of inches between 1 and 12. But we're a bit lazy about it. We don't want to use too many marks.
So what you wanted to do was find as few marks as possible that would still allow you to measure in every inch degree.
Right.
Like if you could just use this bar and measure 3 inches or 7 inches or six
five,
inches
whatever.
Or five what?
Right. So we do have a winner. His name is Forrest, but we don't know his last name.
So we'll email you back, Forrest,
and
find out your last name.
And who says that you can do it with four marks. And he gives a solution. And basically you can divide it into a one-inch segment, another one-inch segment.
So you're going to put a mark at 1 inch?
A 1 inch, and then another inch after that.
So at 2 inches.
2 inches, and another inch after that.
At 3.
And then skip 5 inches,
uh-huh.
So you're now at 8.
Right.
And then there's 4 inches more to the end.
But you know that since it's exactly a foot long, that you can already do 12 inches.
So you can do 12 inches. And
with the 1 inch, you can do 1.
1, and
you can
2.
Do 2.
3.
3.
You could do 4 inches from the end end of the bar to the 8.
Right.
And you've got a 5-inch gap.
Between 3 and 8.
And then a 6-inch gap from 8 to the 2.
7 from 1 to 8.
Right.
8 is marked at the 8-inch.
And
9 would be 3 from the 12.
Right.
10 would be 2 from the 12.
And
11, 1 from the 12.
Right. So
how about
that's
that?
It.
Now, we had several people that wrote in, emailed in, and said, you just need one mark, just the inch, and then you could keep moving the bar along the way.
Right.
But, I mean, if we're too lazy or too cheap to make all the markings.
Yeah, we're certainly too lazy to pick this heavy titanium bar up off the table and scoot it over.
We just wanted to be able to put the bar down and measure every increment
right
there.
This is Labor Day weekend, so.
It's supposed to take some time off. But, of course, most rulers you get, I mean, from first grade on, they don't have just inches.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's the half in the middle.
And quarters.
And maybe eighths. Yeah, I guess eighths.
I've got one with sixteenths on it.
Do you measure things that require the sixteenths?
No, but I'm a mathematician. I like that. I guess you could have, 30 seconds, 64ths.
128ths and on and on.
And so on. Forever, right.
Now, could there be a ruler, for a special thing that maybe you want the thirds?
I guess
fifths?
So. Yeah, potentially.
Or sevenths?
Nineteenths.
Right. I mean, maybe you want to
30
know
sevenths.
What.
So, and then again, forever and ever, finer and
right,
finer.
Because you could have every possible measurement, depending on your microscope, on a ruler.
Ah, well, so that's an important question. If you did have every single fraction on a
ruler. Didn't realize I was asking a question. So,
well, you kind of were.
Okay.
If you had every possible fraction on a ruler, could you measure every possible length? Now, of course, for measuring, in carpentry or something, obviously, it doesn't really matter. But, really precisely, infinitely fine. Could you measure every possible length?
And I, by the look on your face, I'm going to guess that no, you couldn't. Even
yeah.
with, huh?
So this was a kind of a big discovery about 2,500 years ago, that there are numbers that aren't fractions, that aren't rational numbers. So
that simply can't be expressed by one number over another.
That's right. And so it's kind of a weird thing. The Pythagoreans apparently were running around the Mediterranean. They were a fairly powerful group of people. And some of their prestige and political power apparently was actually wrapped up in various kinds of dogma that they had. And one of the big things that they said was that every single length, so to speak, was a rational, fractional number. And math is kind of a tough racket.
Yeah.
Sad to say, Hippasus of Metapontum apparently was the guy that discovered that the square root of 2 was irrational.
So in other words, the number that you square that equals 2
right.
can't be a fraction.
Can't be a fraction, and he was murdered for his efforts, which is
so he makes one of the greatest discoveries in math.
Yeah.
Because this means he discovered that there are such things as irrational numbers.
Yeah, right. But
And then he met his doom because of it.
Yeah. Well, I guess he was sort of undercutting some powerful people.
Wow.
Yeah. Heavy duty.
So how is the square root of 2 read out? If I were to ask you what square root of 2
well,
is.
Well, it sort of starts out about 1. It's a little bit less than 1.5. 1.4142 1. 3563, and et cetera. It goes on a bit.
Much like pi.
Forever and ever, yeah.
And pi is an irrational number.
Pi is also irrational, right.
And there, how many irrational? Well, I guess you don't know how many.
Oh, well, that's another thing. So it turns out that even though on a hypothetical ruler, everywhere you look, every little tiny place you look, no matter how small, there's infinitely many tick marks are going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Infinitely mm-hmm. many fractions. But somehow still, the gaps, there's vastly more numbers that aren't rational, that are irrational. If that's not crazy, I don't know what is.
Wow. So, but like you said, for our everyday use, usually we're going to be satisfied with the rational
yeah,
numbers.
Yeah, I think so. Eighths are probably good enough for most of us.
And you've got the sixteenths on that ruler that you have.
So I was down at the hardware store the other day buying this sort of little bracket thing, and I noticed that it cost at least four U.S. coins to buy one of these brackets.
Okay.
But if I bought two, I could do it with just six U.S. coins. But if I bought three of these brackets, I could pay with just two U.S. coins.
So the question is,
how much is the bracket?
So you bought one, you needed four coins.
Four coins.
You bought two.
Right.
Now you need six coins.
Six coins.
You buy three.
Then two coins would have been sufficient.
And this is U.S. currency.
U.S. currency, right. No 17ths or
crazy. Not a half pence, not a Canadian penny or anything
right.
like that. This is U.S. currency.
Right.
And just how much did that single bracket cost?
That's right.
And if you have a solution, you can email us at KUAFinfo, that's KUAFinfo, at uark.edu. One more time, KUAFinfo at uark.edu.
So send in solutions, or also if you have questions, math questions, or our comments about square root of 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you heard something today that took you back to irrational numbers and you want to know more about
it. And we'll send you some Bamboo brand math stickers.
All right. Chaim, have a great holiday weekend.
Okay, you too.
Chaim Goodman-Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He visits us most every Sunday on Sunday, Ozarks at Large.